Iraq has accepted the United Nations Security Council resolution requiring Baghdad to disarm. The Council approved the resolution last week following 2 months of intense negotiations. Today, 2 days ahead of a deadline set in the resolution, the government of President Saddam Hussein sent a letter to the Security Council with word of its acceptance. Diplomats say the letter is extremely critical of the United States and Britain, which co-sponsored the resolution. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The letter was written by Naji Sabri, Iraq's foreign minister. It was delivered to UN Secretary General Kofi Annan by Mohammed al-Duri, Iraq's ambassador to the United Nations. He told reporters that Iraq has accepted the terms set forth in the resolution for the return of UN weapons inspectors.
We are prepared to receive the inspectors within the assigned timetable. We are eager to see them perform their duties in accordance with international law as soon as possible. This is the essence of the letter.
The Iraqi ambassador said the letter also addressed the concern which is at the heart of the new resolution, that Iraq is developing chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons in defiance of the United Nations.
We explained in the letter that Iraq had not and will not have any mass destruction weapons. So we are not worried about the inspectors when they will be back in the country.
The chief UN weapons inspector, Hans Blix, is expected to arrive in Iraq Monday with an advance team to begin setting up communication systems and laboratories in order to carry out the Security Council mandate, which is to determine exactly what Iraq does have in its arsenal and to destroy anything that falls in the mass destruction category. When asked today about the 9-page letter from Iraq's foreign minister, White House spokesman Scott McClellan indicated the president is unimpressed.
The UN resolution is binding on Iraq and the Iraqi regime. Saddam Hussein had no choice but to accept the resolution. I would also remind you that we've heard this before from Saddam Hussein and the Iraqi regime. Now we need to see it by Saddam Hussein's actions. The onus, it continues to be on Saddam Hussein. This is his choice.
President Bush welcomed Secretary General Annan to an afternoon meeting at the White House. Annan said he had received the letter, but neither he nor the president commented further. The president did express appreciation for the unanimous Security Council vote approving the resolution.
A while ago, the United Nations Security Council made a very strong statement that the world expects Saddam Hussein to disarm for the sake of peace. And the UN stepped up to its responsibilities, and I want to thank you for that, Mr. Secretary General. I appreciate your leadership.
Kofi Annan said he was relieved that President Bush had agreed to work through the United Nations rather than acting against Iraq alone. But unilateral action by Washington is still a possibility. President Bush today again made it clear that Washington would consider the slightest infraction by Iraq to constitute material breach of the resolution and grounds for action.
Zero tolerance. About as plain as I can make it. We will not tolerate any deception, denial, or deceit, period.
The resolution says that any violation by Iraq must be reported to the Security Council for action. The White House today broadened the scope of possible violations. Spokesman Scott McClellan said that if Iraq fires on British or American planes patrolling the no-fly zones in Iraq, as it has in the past, that in itself would be a violation, even though it has nothing to do with impeding the work of weapons inspectors. Other members of the Security Council might not agree that this constitutes a violation. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.